It was the worst flooding in Middle Tennessee history, and now some new video is showing us the devastation that it left behind. 18 people were killed. 3 are still missing. And in the last 24 hours, we have heard stories of heartbreak, people clinging onto anything that they could, others unable to hold on, being swept away. In a moment, I'll be talking with a woman who lived through all of this, but is missing someone close to her. But first, News Nation's Janelle Fort has a closer look at the damage left behind by a storm that caught many off guard.
Tonight, rescue crews still searching for 3 people unaccounted for after Saturday's catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. New video gives a closer look of the area gutted by loss from that unexpected storm.
By the time we come from there to try to get up here.
A flash flood emergency went out at 9 a.m. that morning after an intense thunderstorm system stalled over the region. In less than 3 hours, rain totals were in the double digits. It left little time for residents to react.
It was going to overtake us even there.
David Hensley and his employees were working at the Cash Saver grocery store when those floodwaters came rushing in.
And it was still coming up so fast. Our next move was to try to tear through the roof.
Not far away, those fast waters trapped Bonnie Whitfield, her husband, and their 3 dogs inside their pickup truck. A mysterious Good Samaritan pulling them through the sunroof to safety.
I'm alive. I thank God.
18 others weren't as fortunate.
Well, if anybody's seen me on Facebook Live, we're being flooded right now in Waverly, Tennessee.
Linda Allman posted this 70-second clip of floodwaters closing in on her home.
This is scary.
Moments later, she was swept away. She's one of the confirmed dead. 7-month-old twins Ryan and Riley are the youngest victims. The babies ripped from dad's arms as racing waters filled their home.
And there have been some discrepancy with the death toll. You may have seen that a higher number of deaths was initially reported. Authorities revised that number to 18 today, and they say that the changing totals is the result of a counting error at the hospital. They say that some people who died of natural causes around the time of the storm were accidentally coupled into that lump sum. Marnie.